This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, indeed, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, we're here to do, as we always do at this point in the week, go through the items on the charts. Actually, the week of June 20th to the 24th is what's in focus right now. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. You can get the lists at talkers.com, dougsteffen.com, gooddayshow.com. All there, the references are clear, and you can understand what's going on. We'll have a score, Michael, of 100 by the time this is done. I know this is going to be a great experience in conversation. What about that?
It's going to be a meaningful listening experience that
yes.
will enhance our lives and
absolutely
our spirits.
Without doubt. Yes.
Right. We'll start a movement that will turn around the negative direction of humanity.
The negative nabobs of, what is that? Remember when Spiro Agnew, what do you call them? Negative, it was something, negative something. Nabobs of, nasty negative nabob. But he was talking about the news media.
Now, there was a man who was ahead of his time. There was a man who...
We he's didn't more appreciate than anybody else.
Exactly. We didn't appreciate what a trendsetter he was in terms of corruptitude.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
There for Spiro Agnew. He had been... That was one of the great rides. That was... he had an extraordinarily important and big overnight ride. He was the... Like the commissioner of Baltimore or something before he became vice president, remember?
He was the mob boss of Baltimore.
Yeah, he was, really.
Envelope
stuffed with cash.
Imagine how different the world would be had he not been ousted from the vice presidency and Gerald Ford not replaced him.
Yeah.
There was once a point where both the president and the vice president of the United States were not elected in any way, shape, or form by the people. And that was Gerald Ford and his vice president that I bet you if you went out and surveyed 100 people on the street, all 100 of them would fail the test as to who was Gerald Ford's vice president.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Ah, you probably Googled it as I was.
No, I didn't. I just remember it because I liked the two of them together, frankly. I thought they were among the most productive, in my lifetime anyway, most productive team, most productive president, and most representative of the Republican Party that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I remember it.
But neither one was elected. Ford was not elected vice president. And, Rockefeller, who had said, they asked him, how would you like to be vice president? He said, I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Right.
I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Do you know what I remember more about Rockefeller than anybody else? His girlfriend, he was married, but he had a girlfriend, and it was found out that he had a girlfriend. He had some kind of a tunnel between his office and wherever he was having the rendezvous with this woman, and her name was Megan, something or other. My daughter's name is Megan, and I think that's probably why I remember it. I can remember seeing her. She was a very, an astoundingly good-looking woman. And you wonder what astoundingly, and she was not overdone, just a really attractive young woman. And then you wonder, why does some old geezer like that find themselves with a very attractive?
She probably enjoys scintillating conversation.
Yes.
That's probably what it was.
Exactly.
Do you remember what Rockefeller's wife's name was?
Strange name. Yeah, it was a strange name.
I believe it was Happy.
I was going to say Hattie. Happy is correct. That is
Happy.
Right.
Yep. Happy.
Happy Rockefeller.
I'd be happy if I was a Rockefeller.
But she wasn't happy after she found out that he was with Megan. That was not a happy moment.
Well,
life down on the farm.
Stand by your man. A lot of women have had to put up with that, standing there like a fool next to the lout.
Yeah, well, look at Jackie Kennedy. If you want to go through the list of wanton disrespect for people, Jackie Kennedy knew that her husband was a philanderer, and she stayed. And I think she really loved the guy. I don't think it was, I'm the first lady. I think she loved the guy. At any rate, so how did we get going down this?
It began with us doing a historic profile of that great American, the late Spiro Agnew.
Ah, correct.
That's how we did. Okay. Shall I go through the charts? Or
I think
we
that would be no. I think you ought to
wait till next
chart.
Week.
No, yeah, right.
this chart has gotten stale while we've been talking. Okay, yeah. Folks, here's the chart. These are the 10 most talked about stories this past week on talk shows in America, according to the research of talkers. At number 10, climate change. The heat wave is triggering that. At number 9, social media and big tech. Number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with U.S. foreign affairs. Abortion rights at number 7, race relations and civil rights at number 6, crime, violence, and guns at number 5, COVID-19, 4. At number 3, the January 6th televised committee hearings, and the partisan politics and primaries at number 2, and the economy and the national mood are tied at number 1. The national mood is in the turlet. The people on our survey, Vladimir Putin's 10, Elon Musk is 9, Kamala Harris is 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mike Pence 6, Kevin McCarthy at 5, Katie Britton, Mo Brooks, big Alabama election primary results there at number 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Donald Trump hanging in at number 2, and Joe Biden bumbling his way through number 1-dom.
Bumbling his way through is true. That's an editorial comment, but it is justified.
Well, he bumbles even when he's right. He bumbles his way to rightness and wrongness. He's just kind of a bumbly kind of guy.
But he doesn't lead with confidence. He doesn't give us confidence, and that's kind of sad because you'd like to think, and neither did Trump. I mean, we've gone back to talking about Nixon and Ford, and that was the last time I really, I shouldn't say that. I think when Reagan was president, I felt pretty confident.
Back in the day, those were con men we could believe in.
Yeah, right. And Bill Clinton, maybe he was the last of the really good con men.
Bush wasn't smart enough to be a good con man. Exactly.
But he got away with it. He conned us into Iraq. So think about it that way, and then it becomes
He never
thing.
Conned me into Iraq. I was startled by that.
Yep. And all the people, the good people like Colin Powell, who went along with that ruse, and how it sort of changed what people thought, at least for a while. I don't think it was... Colin Powell was one of those people that was almost unimpeachable. He would, no matter what he did, it was okay, because he had such the stature the man had, what he'd accomplished. You know, somebody said, well, Hillary Clinton's going along with Bush. That felt like politics. But when Colin Powell was doing it, that was... And then, you know, his legacy was such that he said he wished he had never done it.
He shouldn't have done it. I still remember him standing in front of the United Nations with the map and the pointer and showing where the weapons of mass destruction might be. I mean, you know.
Nonsense.
It was insane. It was totally insane.
It's kind of like what's going on with Russia and Ukraine at the moment. That's all insanity, too. Number 8. We'll get to our comments about things. Michael Harrison from Talkers is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder, a helpful reminder, hopefully. A hopeful, helpful reminder about you and the way you look when you stand in front of the mirror every morning and every evening when you don't have any clothing on. You look at that body, and do you like it or do you not like it? If you don't like it, here's a good way for you to do something about it. Go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, which is the only product in America, or any, as far as that's concerned, anywhere in the world, that's an all-natural support system for you once you've lost the weight to keep it off. It's a fabulous choice. Healthy. It doesn't have anything bad in it. It's just a simple, natural formula, actually, that works so well because of the things that are in it and the formula that was put together by the doctor and his nurse, who became his wife, I think, under the circumstances. Collagen, protein, digestive enzymes are in there. There's aloe vera. Great combination. The product is a fabulous way for you to keep that weight off. So work hard to get it off and then keep it off. Find the product at toploss.com. When you check out, use the code Doug for the special deal at the moment. Buy 3 months supply. You get 2 months free with that and another free gift from them. One of the other products they work on, and plus you'll get a $20 credit as well. All that stuff at toploss.com for Calitrin, to lose weight and keep it off the natural way.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so whip that your phone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
All right, 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So, under the circumstances, the hearings. I don't know if you watched any of those. Number three this week, the January 6th committee, the hearings this week. Are you watching the hearings? If so, are there any surprises? This is moderately a rhetorical question for the audience, but with you too, Michael. Has anybody or anything that you've seen changed your mind? I have been affected by this, frankly, and so I wonder about you.
I have not. There's no surprises to me. None of the surprises, if you call it a surprise, is how slick the hearings are in terms of the production values of it. It comes across as a TV show as opposed to...
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's done by design. That was done
by
design. And that provides Trump supporters with one point of criticism that they are saying it's stacked against Trump because of the nature of how it's presented, not to mention the select committee is primarily Democrats and rhinos.
Well, Kevin McCarthy tried to get some of the Republicans in there, and Nancy Pelosi just said no. How are you that arrogant? And then are you that dumb that you think that the public in general is going to accept it if you're that obvious about what you're doing to run? Or, you know, yeah, I get Liz Cheney. I like listening to her. I think she makes a lot of sense, but it does seem pretty one-sided.
But what I'm finding is that the true Trump lovers are not watching it, and they don't care.
Yeah.
The middle ground of undecided voters are looking at it, and their faith in Trump is further diminished. And, of course, the Trump haters are gobbling it up like red meat. So our research at Talkers indicates that Trump's support among conservative talk show hosts is starting to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't published this yet. We haven't talked about it. This is sort of an inside track for our listeners. But it's becoming, and maybe you even notice it in your conversations with your colleagues, is that they're distancing themselves from Trump because it's becoming apparent that it's hard to defend some of his actions, even if you like his policies.
Yeah. He's very, it's very deliberate and almost childish. Frankly, his response to all this stuff has been, I don't know, it's just unbelievable, actually. The president or somebody that's a mature man would go down that road. All right, 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The big voice announcer, Ben Parker, who has, among other things, a big voice. So here we are on the big time Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who certainly is big time. After all, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and I feel humbled in his presence each week.
My goodness.
As we go through all of the items, the stories and the people, stories behind the stories. So this is a conversation that really is worth airing for a moment. Competent presidents, competent bad guys. It really is worth a moment or two. Michael has always these gems that we share, kind of he shares with me. But this is a fabulous way of looking at who these people are who want to be president, or anybody who wants to run something, is, you know, even a state. You know, what's Mario Cuomo really like, or what's his face, his son? I always talk about the old man. But anybody who wants to be, has to be an egomaniac. And also, hopefully, somebody with a thick skin. But you were talking about, we were talking about off the air, who becomes the next president of the United States, and who, you know, Nixon, who was last weekend the 50th anniversary of Watergate. So, you know, the news media was all full, that's a bad guy, and play all the tapes and stuff. Well, he was a bad guy, but yet he got a lot done.
Yeah, there are two types of bad guys: competent bad guys and incompetent bad guys. In other words, there are two types of lies. There are lies that sound good, and there are lies that sound lousy. They're still lies. So, in America today, we're so used to, you know, dirty politics that we don't judge anybody by what they do. We judge by what they say, and so we judge candidates by the quality of their lies, as opposed. Think about that.
The phrase, can I be truthful with you, that leads us to believe that most of the time what you're saying isn't true. And yet, you know, we're going to listen to that person who's going to tell us. And Nixon was an example of that. And I think Trump was an example. I probably could come up with some other. Clinton, kind of. What do you think?
Oh, Clinton was an incredibly competent bad guy.
Yeah.
And his wife, Hillary, she'd be wonderful as president. She'd be an extremely competent bad guy.
Yeah. And maybe she's the next president.
Well, yeah. There are some people who say that if Biden ran against Trump tomorrow, that Trump would win. I'm not so sure.
I'm not either.
But I seriously doubt either Biden or Trump will be the candidates of their parties come 2024. I suspect at this point, although it's still early, Ron DeSantis is going to move to the head of the pack.
Yeah.
And among the Democrats, I wouldn't be surprised if they turn back to Hillary, and as bad a guy as Hillary and as polarizing as she is a la Trump, and I don't believe polarizing people make good presidents. I think presidents have to be uniters. But that some people might have nostalgia for the Clintons. What happens is that the bad guys of the past suddenly seem like good guys when compared to the even
George Bush.
Exactly. George Bush, statesman.
Yeah, my God. He was a horrible president, and it didn't take him long to make a mess of things with Iraq, and it went downhill from there, and yet he got reelected. Well, he never got elected to begin with because Al Gore won. And then, you know, you can go around and figure out, the whole family were bad guys trying to figure that out. Then we have a discussion of the Electoral College and how that doesn't, I mean, this goes in 87 different directions.
Well, the Electoral College is put there by the Founding Fathers to protect us from the Electoral College.
But yet,
the device that they have there to protect us has become the problem.
But the reason they put it there was not anything that relates to the reality of today. That's why we need a Constitution Convention. They had the Electoral College because they had to get into a coach or ride a horse to Washington to bring the results of the election in their states. That's what it was all about.
To a certain degree. Also, because back then, the idea of democracy was considered a great experiment that the aristocracy of the world did not believe could ever work. And as I look now at our current situation, I sometimes wonder if that's the case.
They weren't right. 28 after the hour.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has agreed to cancel an estimated $6 billion in federal student loan debt for borrowers who claim they were defrauded by their college. Many of the borrowers affected by the new agreement have been waiting years for the Department of Education to process their claims. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee, presenting their semi-annual report on Thursday.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses. It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
A report in the journal Lancet Infectious Diseases claims the coronavirus pandemic could have been much worse without vaccines. They claim 20 million lives were saved. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thinking of traveling to Europe? If so, get ready to pay a fee before you enter. The European Union has announced the launch of its long-awaited visa waiver plan. Visitors from outside Europe will be charged a fee to enter the continent. The cost is about $7.35 and should be in place by next year. Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday said the Supreme Court's decision on New York's concealed carry law is monumental, and she applauds Justin Clarence Thomas.
Well, let me first say that I led the brief, the amicus brief, the friend of court brief, in support of Second Amendment rights. I was joined by 175 of my colleagues in the House, and I thank them for getting on board because this is an historic decision that protects our Second Amendment rights. And anyone who's interested in understanding our Constitution, Justice Thomas does a master course in explaining how important our Second Amendment rights are, how they are a fundamental right, and they were predetermined, and they're natural rights that exist for self-defense, not just for people residing in their home, but goes beyond the former so-called Heller standard, where now we cannot restrict people from having the right to protect themselves outside of their home.
Pennsylvania high school principal 34-year-old Roger Weaver Freed was arrested and charged Tuesday with more than 30 felony sex charges for an inappropriate relationship he had with a male student over a 7-year period. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio, The Countdown. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. The charts are our subject matter, although I have a... You and I are both very interested in the moon up above, the stars and the sky. So, and we both live in Massachusetts. So, interesting to note that this week, although it probably won't make it to The Countdown, there are five planets that align actually only over Massachusetts. You know that? If you look in the southeast direction, 45 minutes before and after sunset, you will see Venus, well, the moon, actually Venus comes first, then the moon, then Mars, then Jupiter, and then Saturn. All in alignment. See ya. Bing, bang, boom. I don't remember that happening, actually. Before.
There have been other kinds of alignments, and some people say, of course, it's going to create gravitational forces that'll tear the Earth apart, but it never happens.
Nah.
But it's a beautiful thing to look at, because sometimes it's hard to find these celestial bodies, and it's easy to find them when they're all lined up like that.
Right.
And I've always known that Massachusetts was closer to the moon than any place else in the country, but now this proves that suspicion.
Right. It is. The question is, do we pay a lot of attention to things like that that make for great conversation, but because there's so much other stuff going on, do we pay as much attention as we ought to? I think it's great conversation, frankly.
You mean in terms of the conversation flow on a radio station such as the one people are listening to now?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this stuff gets out there, though. I you know, when we're talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown show are the biggest national hits. We're not talking about local hits. There's tremendous amount of local conversation. And
yes.
I think that the average competent radio talk show host brings to the table more than just, you know, wonky talking points about politics and partisan stuff. I think that they share their lives with people. I think that's what makes for successful talk radio, whether you're talking about the alignment of the planets or perhaps the local sports team, how they're doing, or a little bit of celebrity gossip, which is always kind of fun. I think it's out there, don't you?
And with that in mind, I wanted to send people to talkers.com, which is the website, official website for Talkers Magazine. They're becoming now more prolific, the audio and video of the Talkers Convention a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
You can watch the panels and listen to some of your favorite hosts talk about not only the national things that Michael is talking about, but the local stuff as well. And what does it mean to be a local host, and what do you get into? And I go back. I think I mentioned during the panel. Did I say it? I've said it someplace. Vox Populi and Jerry may have been on this program. I don't remember, but I remember talking about Vox, the voice of the people, something that you cherished, and I think you were one of the first person that kind of pushed that phraseology, if I remember correctly. Yes or no? Did you?
Back when I lived in ancient Greece, yes.
In a previous life, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if I put me in my place.
I always enjoy that. Yes.
No, I don't mean to put you in your place. I just don't recall whether I said that. I've coined a lot of phrases in this industry. I don't know if I coined that one, but I appreciate your crediting it to me.
Yeah.
But I do think that talk radio is the voice of the people, and otherwise it couldn't have listeners. And radio, forget talk radio, radio, even music radio, going all the way back to the days when we were kids and we were teenagers and we heard the latest lingo from the schoolyard on the radio. DJs who played music were also the high gurus of popular culture. And good radio is always radio, no matter what it is, that reflects the grassroots, the street, the people, as opposed to vanilla, packaged Hollywood, the news establishment. Don't you think that radio has to be streety and popular?
Streetwise.
Streetwise. To be successful.
Yep. Street savvy, if you will. Street smart, however. Now, you mentioned something else that I wanted. We sort of dance around this a little bit, because it used to be, before the world was such a mess, that we could count on sports being at least one of the things that was in that. And you just mentioned it. It was local sports, people talking about sports on the air, that sort of thing. I have noticed something new, and I really wanted to get your input. There's a trend in talk radio, and even in music radio, to follow the Christian line, whatever that may be. There is Christian talk. There is Christian music. That's what K-Love is pretty much all about. And now I noticed that on one of the stations in Chicago, there's a program called Faith on the Field, which is basically a Christian sports talk show. I never heard of that before, but I'm sure you have, and maybe have a thought about it. I suppose there's a place for anything. There's an audience for, if you can find an audience, then you get an audience. But Christian sports, that's fascinating, that concept to me, anyway.
Well, it's clearly a niche. I mean, it's not, there's not a major trend.
No.
But religion has always been big in the media. There's always been religious shows and religious hours and on television and radio. It's just that now, because of fractionalization in the media, the internet, and so many different channels, there's all kinds of programming. And why wouldn't religion, and in this case Christianity, provide a large target audience? And so it's not surprising that Christianity is big in the music field, and it's big in the media field. Many missions have radio stations and TV stations as a part of their mission. They're not broadcasting operations. They're missions with broadcasting arms. And and that's an interesting phenomenon. They're supported heavily by the contributions of their parishioners.
Okay, so now what's coming into my mind is and this is something that people might be interested in, how there are more and more FM stations on the air because of the localization. There have been what they call transponders?
Translators.
Translators, okay. Usually low-power FM signals. I remember buying one when I owned the radio station in Ohio. And the reason I bring it up is because I bought it from a Christian mission. They applied for the license and were given it easily because they were a Christian mission. Yep, the government says, okay, give them the license. Well, they had it for about 5 minutes and then they decided to sell it. And I bought it from them, so they used that money for, I guess, the work of the mission. I didn't ask, and it's none of my business anyway. But that's where you sort of see, I have seen, examples of people, I'll give you another one. In my sphere of influence, I have been involved with some folks who have been in the cannabis business. And the state of Massachusetts and other states as well have given either religious groups or economic empowerment, people who have had problems because of the color of their skin, with the realities of the economy. So people who were affected by this could apply for licenses and get them more easily because they are economically disadvantaged. And so I know of a couple of ladies who didn't know anything about cannabis, but they applied for a license and they got it, and they sold them a license about 5 minutes after they got it for $8 million. So I guess they're no longer economically unempowered, and maybe that was what the idea was.
That was a large bundle of information, and I could attack that from a number of places. Well, the word hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrisy reigns supreme.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. It's really amazing. We want to make ourselves feel better by thinking that we're doing something to help people, and it's big business.
It's back to what we said earlier. It's all for show.
Yeah.
There's no real substance to these remedies, and they're not done with the right spirit. They're done. Here's a word for you. They're done for the sake of optics. Don't you love that word? Anytime you hear the word optics, that's another word for BS.
Yeah. Yes, can I tell you the truth? Yes, please, tell me the truth. In a moment, we're going to discuss number one, the big story of the week, the economy, with an eye to some of the student loan relief that has been announced this past week. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 44 after the hour with a word about ZipRecruiter now. ZipRecruiter, they say, and many believe, it's the smartest way to hire. It's hard to find good candidates. You've heard the announcements. You've heard the stories. You know that people are not going to work. After the pandemic, they got used to getting money and not having to work for it. So your business is, especially today, having a tough time trying to find people that will work. So you post your job online. Maybe it's on a job board. But what happens then? You hope the right person comes along. But how long does it take? Now, try ZipRecruiter. It doesn't cost you anything. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's the address. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Find out how it can help you find candidates that you want. As a matter of fact, the candidate's going to find you. You're not going to find them. That's how powerful ZipRecruiter is. Their technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. It's the right person right now. Get a quality applicant in the first day. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire. Find it right now. ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. for everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's set, so whip that your phone was out. Put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
47 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, number one this week, the economy. This is late in the week, this settlement that was announced. $7.5 billion of taxpayer money announced by the Secretary of Education, the student loan relief. This is something that, you can see marches all over the place. Cancel student debt. That went on during the election. But again, back to the economy, and what it does is another billions of dollars on the debt that we're all going to have to pay. So when people say, like Bernie Sanders, free college, yeah, okay, who are you kidding? Right? I mean, come on.
Well,
do people buy that?
Well, some do, and, look, taxing and government support, and how we apply our collective wealth to things that better our society is what it's about. And again, we're going to have things that government provides. We do have to have safety nets.
Housing, food, how about that?
I think affordable housing is a major area that we have to address in this country that we don't,
right.
And it's ridiculous. We have the land, we have the real estate, we have the know-how, we have the technology. How come we're not making nice houses that don't cost a fortune?
They would tell you? The inner city folks would tell you that because when they put up a public housing, people get into it and they have no respect and they destroy the facilities. That's what you'll hear.
Well, I've heard that, but there are solutions to that problem too, and there are reasons why people don't take pride in some of their places because of things such as gentrification, or if the neighborhood gets too nice, the rent is going to go up. And there are all kinds of reasons for things if you study the situation honestly, as opposed to just, with bumper sticker cliches.
Right.
And back to what I said before about empty remedies.
Yeah.
But, these are the issues we have to deal with in our country, the degradation and the injustice that goes on in terms of opportunity and in terms of just, notions like you just mentioned. Yeah, we can't have affordable housing. People that are poor don't take care of their houses.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to think.
Words of wisdom from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something good to get excited about is a new Indiana Jones movie. Well, actually, there is a new Indiana Jones movie. I'm not sure whether you're probably going to tell us this was the first time, was it 1986 or something, the first Indiana Jones movie came out? All right, Chucker.
80.
1980. Okay, so there you go. And that's been one of the great franchises in movie history. Another Steven Spielberg, George Lucas creation with John Williams, and on it goes. So are they done? Have they wrapped the shooting of the most recent one?
They did, but I was reading an article. The reason we play that music is famed composer John Williams, who you just mentioned, who is now 90 years old, currently working on the score to Indiana Jones 5, which comes out next summer. He did say in the interview that he'll be going on tour also this summer. I said to myself, you know, here's a guy, here's a guy who's 90 years old, who has an amazing God-given, or whatever it is, an amazing talent that very few people have. He's been nominated for 50 Oscars, has won over 50, has won 5.
Yeah.
Really one of the greatest artists who has ever been born, John Wayne.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, hats off to him for sure. All right, in terms of what's going on this weekend, the Elvis movie,
it's going to be interesting. Here's why. Elvis opens nationwide. It's expected to do in the low 20s, which is a good number for this type of film. But now, post-pandemic, this could be the first weekend, Doug, where we have 5 movies. It's going to be 4, but it's a possibility of 5 movies that will all gross more than $20 million apiece, those being Elvis,
right,
Top Gun Maverick, Jurassic World Dominion, Pixar's Lightyear, and this new horror film, Black Phone, which is getting really good reviews. It stars Ethan Hawke, is tracking close to around $20 million. So if that happens, that is a good, healthy sign. And like I've been saying, the only thing that the theaters need now is consistent, good product in the pipeline. We'll have it for the next few weeks, but looking at what's coming out mid-July to August, I think it's going to be a little bit bumpy, but hopefully that gets resolved as we go forward.
All right, I see there's a new Game of Thrones series that's being proposed. Does it have the same stars that were in?
It has the main star. I'm not that familiar. In full disclosure, I watch a lot of TV, I watch a lot of film, but I never really got into Game of Thrones.
I don't know why.
I'm just a huge Walking Dead fan.
It's too violent.
No, I don't mind that. But anyway, they're gonna do a. I think it's a prequel.
So how do they bring Emilia Clarke into it? Wasn't she the mainstay? That would be interesting.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that question. I do got one bit of movie news. Lee Wano, a director who gave Universal a pretty big hit, both critically and commercially, with his remake of The Invisible Man, is in negotiations to helm their reboot of Green Hornet and Kato. Now, Seth Rogen did this property in 2011, somewhat serious, a little bit comedic. It was okay, but that's it. I think it has a lot of potential because the Kato character, and this is very, it is in a lot of ways like Batman and Robin, just a different spin. But the Kato character has so much potential. If you get the right writers and director, I think you could turn this into a really good franchise property. I can understand why they're doing it.
All right, Netflix has laid off 300 employees this week. They're cutting costs because of what's the...
I know that they also announced they are very committed to doing a ad-based platform, meaning a lower subscription monthly price for those who can tolerate ads in between or before or after, maybe one or two in between watching a movie. I mean, there's a lot of speculation. Why are they doing this? Why? Listen, it's not surprising that big corporations cut corners during this type of economic time, high inflation, so on. It gives them an excuse to do it. They're probably getting leaner. The reality is a lot of these streaming services like Netflix threw massive dollars in content. That is not sustainable, that type of content money, long term. So they're probably just cutting corners around the edges. But there's also rumors that they might buy Roku, which is a massive ad-based free movie service.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Andy McDowell, one of the great happy stars, I think, of movies over the last, 30-some-odd years?
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, well, I think she's fabulous. And she was interviewed, and she said she let her hair go gray during the pandemic because she didn't do anything, and now she likes it.
Okay.
She says she's... I thought that was kind of cute. You got gray hair. I got gray hair. It was the time of your life to have a little bit of gray hair. Not bad.
I got to be honest with you. I have my hair, so I'm very happy.
Yes. Well, it's a good thing. Thank you. Congratulations. Having your hair is a good thing. All right.
I think so.
Chuck will be back with us on Monday with a review of the big hits from the weekend. Box office totals, among many other things that we have in this time spot every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 59 past the hour. You're welcome.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.